Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, July 27th, 2012, TGIF, the last Friday in July. Time flies. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Today, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the market, maybe about Facebook, and just my overall market timing thoughts. Because, you know, I thought we've been in a trading range all summer long, and here we are near the highs, right? Highs we haven't seen since May. As a matter of fact, here's the headline. Reason du jour: rally drives S&P 500 to highest close since May 3rd. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and maybe I'll go into Facebook and stuff, but that's about it. So reason du jour: hopes increased that the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank may provide further stimulus. Here's my thought, is that it's debt on debt, right? This is basically providing more liquidity, more money, more debt. And is that really the solution? Because we have just huge deficits going on. And all these countries, including us, you know, Spain, Greece, blah, 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 you know the countries, and the United States, we have this huge entitlement spendings, all these promises made to people, and there just seems to be a lack of will to take these entitlements away or remodify them, revise them. So we're just going to spend more money. And it seems like we're stuck. We just can't grow the economy. You take a look at these companies reporting earnings. And they're reporting increasing profits, but their revenues are falling. So they're making it up with cuts, like labor cuts, right? Or they're closing stores like Best Buy, and Starbucks announced that they're going to start closing unprofitable shops. So I think that, I don't know, I mean, I know math is hard, but it seems that if you're closing stores and affecting your labor or reducing your number of employees or reducing salaries, I mean, I just don't think that's a viable long-term goal. We really want to be growing the economy. And, you know, one of the things I heard, I think it was on Bob Brinker's show over the weekend, last weekend, you know, he was talking about interest on the national debt. And right now, the average maturity, I think, is, I just want to say 2%. The interest rate that we're paying on our average debt is about 2%. And if it went up to the historical norm, which is closer to 5%, 6%, 5 point something, let's just use 4% to keep the math easy because math is hard. If 4% on, let's just say, $15 trillion or $16 trillion is $640 billion in additional interest payments. That's money that doesn't go to defense or entitlements or anything else. That's money that, if interest rates normalize, that's what we're looking at. And I know people don't think it can happen, but look at the, just keep an eye on the bond market. I mean, are we in a situation now, if folks get excited about stocks, I mean, will people be net sellers of bonds? And will we see interest rates go up? If the Fed, you know, stops their, you know, whatever operation twist, you know, trying to force interest rates down. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't think it looks good. But the fact that I'm saying it doesn't look good, I'm wondering if everybody's on the same page. And really, everything's a lot better than we all think. And you know, you see the market back at May 3 highs. And it makes you feel excited. It's like, wow, I'm missing this, right? And you know my position really hasn't changed. I'm just in cash and low beta stuff. And the low beta stuff, I mean, it's all near 52-week highs, so, you know, it's doing great for what it is. And actually, I did change my positions a little bit. I took some cash and bought some more low beta stuff earlier in the week, but, you know, not enough to make much of a difference. But I was waiting until some of the earnings got out of the way, right? Don't want to buy ahead of earnings. Especially this year, man. Anyways, that's my thought on the market is, I don't know. I don't get it. But, you know, maybe all the liquidity and low interest rates. Let's take a look at it from a consumer point of view. If your house payment's down or you lost your house and now you're renting and your rent payment's, you know, cheaper than your housing payment, you know, maybe people do have a lot more money. You know, I do use my BJ's indicator. And there's a lot of people at that restaurant all the time. There's a long wait. So maybe things are a lot better than we think. Or at least that's being reported. But then again, you got companies, you know, UPS, right? UPS and FedEx. I mean, those are, that would indicate how the consumer's doing, right? Those are shipments, and they're, you know, they're cautious. So, just a little bit of Facebook, about Facebook and Zynga and all that kind of stuff. You know, those stocks, those social media stocks, to me, feel a lot like the B2B and e-commerce stocks back in, 1999, 2000, where that was the rage. Everybody had to be in these stocks, and these stocks really didn't have sound business plans or business models. And now we're seeing social media, and it almost seems like the same thing. It's like, well, gee, how are they going to make money? You know, I said on Twitter, it's like, hey, what do you mean, Facebook? You know, me uploading a picture of my dog every week isn't generating millions of dollars? And that's, that's what people do. It's kind of a, it's kind of a peep show, right? You just upload pictures or upload, this is what I'm having for breakfast. And, they're starting to see some reduced traffic. So I don't know. So, and a lot of companies are tied to that. It's kind of interesting. The market's at an interesting place. It's Friday. I mean, we are back at, I just lost my title page here. The S&P's at 1385, the NASDAQ's at 2958, the Dow closed over 13,000 today. Oil's back at $90, 10 years at 1.56, so that, that's gone up, right? Gold, gold's back up to 1622, and remember, that was looking like, it wasn't looking that good either, Anyways, well, hey, I'm just going to keep it short. Facebook, I think I said it back, and a lot of people have said the same thing, but, the valuation's really high. I think they need a new CEO, and that's nothing against Zuckerberg. It's just that, he's a smart guy, he's a nice guy, but I don't know if he's a, you need a shady character to be a CEO, right? That's what I think. You need a shady guy, shady person, and somebody who can BS a little bit more and doesn't wear a hoodie, right? Comes in the right attire. But I don't know. Is it going to be a teenager? Is it going to $14 a share? That's what it seems to me. It's going to see some valuation decline, and they got to figure out how to monetize that thing, especially as the world gets more and more mobile, and that's where they don't really have a good business model. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on a mobile platform. I'm hardly ever on my computer anymore. I'm always on an iPad or an iPhone. And speaking of, just a quick aside on Apple, do you see Samsung's reported that they're not selling as many phones either. So maybe some Samsung phone owners are waiting for the iPhone 5 too. One more thing is about market timing, about the sell in May, about the black box. I did want to mention that I'm still, as I mentioned, I'm still mostly in cash with low beta stuff. And I think I mentioned before on the blog and probably in some audio booths that, presidential year, sometimes you see the bottom earlier than you do in a normal year as far as the summer selling season and the beginning of a fall rally. So I don't know if that's where we're at right now. Certainly that wasn't my call. I was expecting us to go back down to the bottom of the range, and that hasn't happened. So I still think we are in a summer trading range. What happens next week if Ben Bernanke doesn't cut or doesn't do QE3, and what happens if Mario Draghi, what if his plans to save the euro no matter what happens if that doesn't come to pass? I mean, a lot of things can happen, right? In addition, we're also close to the end of month strength, painting the tape, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of balls in the air, and people are still reporting earnings. Companies are still reporting earnings, which really haven't been that great. I think I read that we could be on track for the first kind of negative earnings season since the third quarter of 2009. So, but anyways, that's all wall of worry stuff. Price and volume is the ultimate indicator, and prices are high May 3rd. That's the last we've seen these. So are we back at the top of the summer trading range? That's my guess, but if it goes up and beyond, I guess, I don't know. It'd be gut-wrenching for those of us in cash and low beta stuff. Low beta stuff will probably rally too, but if you're in 0.7 beta, you're just not going to keep up with the S&P 500. So at that point, I know I'll have to decide where I'm going to reallocate, or how I'm going to reallocate, or what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to think about that now, because I am on my way to Las Vegas. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Positive Music at MusicAlley.com. This is The One and the Many with The Storm. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line. As we glide across this surface, just don't go breaking rules you make.
I still